Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Mike Goldstein.
Yes, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I think I failed miserably.
Do you remember the score you got last time?
I want to say a 5 or a 6. Is it out of 10 even? I can't remember.
I think it's 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad, actually.
No. Maybe I'm inflating the numbers for my own self-esteem.
How have you been? How's the new year treating you?
It's been good, you know, just older, wiser, and fatter, and dumber.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wiser and dumber.
Yeah.
That's quite the combo.
Yeah, it is.
What led you there?
I got wiser.
I guess drinking.
Well.
Like, because that gets you wiser.
Yeah.
But dumber.
But dumber. Mm-hmm. You know, your scoops out of the old brain cells.
Exactly. But you learn so much along the way.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's the friends we made along the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
I drank some noodles tonight.
Drank noodles?
Yeah. I was expecting dry noodles, but they were very wet.
Uh-huh.
And
slurped them down.
I'm not practiced at eating them, and I bit my lip in the same spot 3 times.
What?
Yeah.
So you're wiser and dumber too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I'm dumb, but I won't do that again. Well, this is a quiz show, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Great.
We have a brains trust.
Oh, I got support.
To assist.
Uh-huh.
Shall we meet them now?
Yeah.
First of all, it's a big hello to a salesman from Brooklyn. It's a big hello to Louis Bernard.
It's Louis Bernard. It's great to be here. Get hard. How hard with Louis Bernard? My friend, today I am offering you fantastic prices on used prosthetic vaginas.
Ooh.
You rip it and we grip it. And by it, I mean your money in my hand and release it into your palm.
And
that's how much these have been refurbished.
Oh, refurbished, wow. I like. Used? Not used. So used,
they
but
have been used
clean?
Or abused, and we take them and we refurbish them.
Well, and what does it mean to refurbish a prosthetic vagina?
Oh, you know, there's obviously the sanitary sort of aspects, and maybe a lick of flesh paint.
You gotta lick it?
Yeah.
A lick of paint. It's a turn of phrase, my
boy.
So, God bless you.
And your phrase is, get hard, your slogan?
No, well, at the moment, you know, I sell, of course, many different things.
All right, well, Louis, I got to tell you, I'm half on my way.
Of course you are. I see you, and I see this is a fellow that knows quality and will not take things lying down, so to speak.
True.
Well, you were pardoned upon, of course.
Except for maybe what you're selling.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was trying to get to before you... Yeah, this guy.
You do this door-to-door?
Door-to-door, I'm a door. I've been through the Dust Bowl and the
Is the Dust Bowl also the name of one of your products?
It is, my friend.
Thank you. Why would you want that?
Yeah.
Does that sell?
Not as often, but there is definitely demand.
Uh-huh.
I've got a few regulars.
There.
What's your top seller?
Top seller is the Wow Mama. Wow Mama. It's,
mama?
Yeah. What can I say? It's fucked up out there.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not my job to judge.
Okay.
If it was my job to judge...
You'd be a judge.
So Louis Barnard is here.
Okay, Louis Barnard, get hard.
How hard?
How hard with Barnard? Barnard?
Yeah, you rip it and I grip it, it being my your money that you just gave me in my palm to then place into your palm. No rips.
Right.
Money back guarantee.
Okay.
And you, I guarantee you will not find a better deal.
Whip it out and rip it out?
It is indiscernible from a fresh factory product.
Oh.
But the brain's trust does not end there. It's also a big hello to Mike Goldstein's mortal enemy, Louise.
Oh,
woo-hoo-hoo. Hello, everybody.
Louise and Louie.
I didn't know you had a mortal enemy.
Yeah, I do. Louise is here. That's why I didn't
to
really
sabotage.
I didn't really want to engage with her directly, but now that she's here, let's have it out.
What did you do or what did Mike do to cause this mortal enemy status that you hold?
What didn't he do? I just saw him online one day and I didn't like the look of him and I didn't like how he was living his life and it wasn't the way I would live my life.
Yeah.
And I thought, fuck that guy. And what is it about forever?
Mike Goldstein's appearance that you didn't like?
Mustache.
Oh.
Primarily.
Don't like the mustache.
And to be honest, this Louis.
Yeah. Guilty.
Of being called Louis.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Guilty as charged.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking I've got a new enemy on the cards.
Oh. Do you have many enemies?
Oh, just the regular amount. A handful. Four, five, six.
Seven.
Seven, eight.
You know, you remind me of the of a person I was doing. Her name was Maris. You never saw her on screen, but you always heard about her.
All right.
And she was a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But then when you met her, she was scary.
It's from the hit show Frasier?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with the works of Frasier.
Oh, okay.
So Louis and Louise are both here.
All right. Taylor, Louis, Louise. I just wish Louis C.K. was here to round out the trio.
I love him.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
Picture.
Okay, that reveals a lot about you, Louise. Yeah.
I think everyone deserves a second chance in life, except for Mike Goldstein, my mortal enemy.
Okay.
Well, this is actually his second chance at this quiz. Let's see how he goes. Question number one. What natural resource is extracted in the process of fracking?
Ooh.
Where do you source your used vaginas
from?
Well,
of course, you know, we have most plastics, as you know, are made of petrochemicals.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So oil.
Have you ever fracked your own supply?
I tend not to because I always think about the farmers.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the petrochemical goes into, I imagine, the original product, whereas you sell refurbished.
That is true, yes.
So where do you get yours from?
Oh, all around. You would not believe. You just got to open your eyes. It's like being unplugged from the Matrix, you know?
Or like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to collect them all type thing.
You got it. And, you know, I've sold a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
I've sold Sweet Looks, Big Time Babies,
Laramie
Jones.
Uh-huh.
Taylor Time. The Beast Mode.
Ooh, describe me the Beast Mode.
Beast Mode is a tonic that is made a lot. You know, it turned out that it was mostly cocaine. But back in the day, we would ship a bunch of this sort of stuff. And that's how I made my original money. Of course, I lost it all in the stocks in 1920.
1920? Really? How old are you?
That's just what I call my ex-wife.
The stocks of 1920?
Yeah, it's very convoluted and disrespectful. Yep. And, you know, she's the mother of my children. I shouldn't be so mean.
But she's also the Great Depression.
Yeah, that is right. You know, it's a little joke, but of course I would never say that to her face. We get along fine. You know, we got some kids. We make it work.
Okay.
Do you have any kids, Louise?
Ooh, I have two beautiful boys.
Do your beautiful boys hate me as well?
Oh. They have.
Does it run in the family?
Little effigies of Mike G. We burn them every Easter. We burn them at Valentine's Day, just whenever we get a chance.
Oh, wow.
These little voodoo dolls are so cute. They stick their little pins in them.
Oh,
it's really cute.
I don't know. You've indoctrinated, you know, innocent children.
Yeah, it's up to them.
The truth, I guess.
Yes,
they
want to do it.
So is it just the mustache that is the only reason why he is your mortal enemy?
Something about...
Just say Jewish.
No. My partner's Jewish. The kids, they're Jewish.
You can say it. Nobody's
listening. Just dancing around it. We all felt it.
No. I love
it's definitely
the
some
Jews.
Kind of race.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what natural resource is extracted in the process of fracking?
I will say oil.
You'll say oil.
Oh, no, that is bad.
Not petroleum?
Oh, no, what are you, crazy? What
you frack?
Gas. Freaking unbelievable. Look at this guy.
You said you were talking about oil and your refurbished pussies, and it fucked me up.
Yeah, but that was the question that I was asked by Kyran.
Right. Yep.
Question number two. Who won the Best Actress Academy Award in 2021? Who won the Best Actress Academy Award in 2021? Louise, do you watch the Academy Awards?
No, never.
You've never seen them?
No, I've never seen them.
Oh, you've never seen them. Are you more of a Golden Globes?
Well, I don't go for any of the EGOT. I don't go for any of the awards.
The Grammys? Logies?
No awards. I like a lovely drama.
Right.
Only but awards aren't drama. What are you kidding?
Yeah.
The craziest thing ever, this guy comes up and he
slaps
a man on stage. That's drama.
That's not for me.
Oh.
What kind of low lives would be into such trash?
So the drama that you're more into would be Downton Abbey.
Love Downton Abbey. That's a show.
So you like the Emmys. Your Emmys.
I've not listened to any award shows, mind you.
Listen.
Wait.
Do you listen?
Do you not have a television? Do you just sit around watching?
Yeah, it strikes me as cool.
You're watching Downton Abbey somehow.
Yeah, I watch Downton Abbey.
Or do you listen to Downton Abbey?
I listen and I imagine.
You ever heard of the Brethren?
I've never heard of the Brethren.
You're kind
of
dressed like one. You got odd denim.
Yeah, you can strike me as culty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. We have a beautiful wireless television set. We only have a few effigies and a few rituals throughout the year.
Right, of burning the effigies.
Burning effigies of our enemies, people that refuse to live the way we see the world.
So it sort of does sound like a bit of a cult, but you have like an anti-leader. You know, you have someone you hate that you burn.
Well, we have a leader.
Well, you do have a leader.
Who's the leader?
Paul.
Paul.
Paul McCartney.
Not Paul.
Paul Mercurio.
Big Paul.
Do you watch Paul McCartney, do you?
I've heard of him.
Okay.
But who won the Best Actress Academy Award in 2021?
Louise is no help here. She doesn't watch movies, but it would be a dramatic movie. They don't often go the comedy genre.
Very rare.
Yeah, very rare.
Yeah. The winner, Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Would be amazing, you know. She deserved it.
You live in America, don't you? Louis.
I live on the road. Yeah. Wherever that takes me. So I've been to places.
Are you an avid cinephile?
I do get to see quite a few movies on the road.
You call yourself a skinophile, though, don't you?
I don't, but I will now. That is very good.
All right.
Hey, you could be in sales.
Okay.
You could be in sales.
All right, get me in there.
Yeah, you can. You know, you can make quite a little.
I'm going to get high on my own supply in there, though. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you know, it is a good mark of a good salesman that they believe in their product.
True.
You know, you don't have to lie to people.
You got
to
road test.
Not like when I was flinging Teen Dreams. Oh, my God. Teen Dreams. Everybody wanted these new Merkins. Everybody would see these.
Called Teen Dreams. These
Merkins. Merkins called Teen Dreams.
Merkins called Teen Dreams. And
The fake bush, you'd think more of an older lass.
Well, you know.
Right. That's enough of this kind of smutty chat, don't you think, Kyran? We don't get this on the farm. Ooh,
so speaking of ladies, what was the prestige film in 2021 that would have garnered awards and accolades for the leading actress? I'm leaning towards like a Amy Adams, but I have no idea what
don't
film.
Don't think it was an Amy Adams.
2021, you're like mid-pandemic there, right?
Yeah.
All the movies that are coming out.
Viola Davis just wins them all these days. Don't they just give them all to Viola Davis? She's a good actor.
Oh, yeah. Love Viola Davis.
Oh, you love her. Yes, you love Viola Davis.
Yes.
They just go, hey, it's
very
Oscars.
Popular.
By the way, Viola Davis, she's getting another one. I don't know what she's done, but she's great.
Yeah.
Trying to put Viola Davis.
Yeah. Well, no. 2021 was the year of the slap. Venus Williams' tit popped out. You can look that up. I have it on my phone.
What do you think of Venus Williams?
Love
Venus Williams.
Venus Williams. Very inspiring.
I'm picking up that you hate all men and love all women.
How could I hate all men? Our community.
Not all men, you say?
Not all men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not Paul men.
Not Paul. Big Paul, no last name.
All right, well, okay. So Will Smith won the...
I tell you what, Kyran, I'm loving to see Mike struggle. I thought this wasn't going to be a fun time. It's a fun time for me.
Did you know that Louise was your mortal enemy? Did you know you had one?
I could feel that. She comments on all my posts, like, this piece of shit, shave that crap off your face, you asshole.
It's just the mustache thing.
Yeah.
We always say you can't trust a man who's trying to hide something behind a mustache.
Yeah.
What's under there?
Mike. It's just more lip.
What's more under
lip.
There?
More lip to kiss you with, my sweetheart.
Yeah.
Viola Davis?
Well, yeah, let's say Viola Davis. This is going to annoy
it's
me.
It's not going to be. It's not right. Viola Davis. No. It is not.
Yeah.
We'll put it Viola is, Davis. Question number three. Which team or teams has won the most Super Bowls?
Dallas Cowboys.
Is that who you go
America's
for?
America's team. Louis? No, I don't go
oh,
for
Oh, you're not a Cowboys fan.
Uh-huh. But what about the Patriots behind Thomas Brady?
Well, maybe the Patriots, yes.
Yeah, so it's the Cowboys perhaps. Or the Patriots. Louis, big NFL fan?
Oh, what do you think, McGee?
Okay. A lot of mustaches in
wow.
NFL.
Very sarcastic towards Mike.
NFL stands for not for Louis, apparently.
That wasn't bad, Mike.
Oh, I'm that. Winning her over.
Oh, that was actually that was pretty close.
I tell you what, I want to buy a prosthetic vagina from you, Rod. Right.
All right, get me in. Okay, I'll say the Patriots, the New England Patriots.
It does say team or teams.
Team or teams. Explain that phrasing to me.
Well, what if? Well, they could both have won the same
it's
number.
It's a draw.
Team or that's what.
And
it
I
is.
Think sometimes I look at these questions. I'm like, why would you say that. Team or teams?
Yeah.
Think of the you know the logic behind the question. Well, nah.
Then I'll Let's throw it too. I'll say the Cowboys and the Patriots.
And then we get what do we get? Points if we get one.
Half.
Yeah, probably half if you get one.
All right.
Okay. Question number four. In swimming, what type of kick is used in the butterfly stroke?
In swimming, frog what type of kick? They use the frog, don't they?
It's a frog?
No, it's a dolphin.
Dolphin, you reckon?
Dolphin kick.
You're a big sports fan.
I sold snorkels and snorkel adjacent products.
Uh-huh.
Snorkel adjacent.
Yeah, things that are adjacent.
Are the snorkels made from the same material
Straps?
As the?
You know what? Actually, they are. There's a great synthetic sort of. It's beautiful. It depends, of course, what model you want to get, but there are varying degrees of, skin likeness.
Oh. You know what? You're winning me over too now, Louis. I love recycling.
It's a very
common.
See, this is what I'm talking about. See?
It's for the earth. That's
it's
for the
reclaimed.
Planet.
It's
reclaimed.
It's green.
The cycle
it's
going.
Fossil fuels.
We regenerate.
All
yes.
of that. That's what I keep saying.
Show me the dolphin kick, please. Lie down on the floor.
Okay.
Or see. Just even with your fingers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd see you down. It's looking good.
Oh, it's like a flipper.
You're sort of convulsing.
Yeah. I'm sort of. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
See?
Wow, it doesn't look like you'd be going fast.
No.
Well, I am not an Olympic. I can barely swim.
You're between frog and dolphin on that one. Louise, do you have any swimming?
Well, I've never seen water. So it's.
You've never seen. What but about have you heard it, though?
What about in the
I've
faucet?
Heard it. I've heard the beautiful sound of waves sometimes on the wireless.
What about in a glass?
In a glass? Yeah.
Or do you drink only like
do you drink
soda
with
pop?
Your eyes closed?
We drink mostly tea.
Oh.
Well, tea is.
Would you just
got.
What? I would have said that's water. I would have said that tea is
boiling water.
It's been transformed. They're not calling it water brown.
Yeah. They may as well.
They're calling it tea.
You've never sold any tea then?
No, I don't lie. I'm a coffee guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you take your coffee?
I take it just neat.
Neat?
Yeah.
Neat?
Yeah. Take my coffee neat.
That's fun. His first instinct was frog, but then he seemed confident
dolphin.
On dolphin.
I'm confident.
All right. Lock and dolphin.
We are going to take this home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put dolphin. Question number five. What are the official languages of Switzerland?
Of Switzerland.
Are they those Flemish bastards?
Flemish is like Brussels.
They're Belgium.
Belgium, yeah. Those
Louise, do you have any opinions?
Piece of shit.
They're the frogs.
Slimy motherfuckers.
Louise, do you have any opinions on the Swiss?
Completely neutral.
So this is...
French.
Yeah, neutral.
I bet you it's something like French.
Only thing you have strong feelings about is my mustache.
I hate Mike G's mustache. And I want him to fail.
It's nice that you're sort of... slimming that down just to the moustache now. You're sort of taking some of the heat off
Mike. Mortal enemy, but it's more moustache.
This close, I've realized, the moustache is the key thing.
Yeah, moustache. You just shave the moustache and it's fine.
That we should make a deal now. I'm willing to help you for the rest of the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a score higher than 6, the moustache goes.
Look in the, go in the office.
Why?
There's a bunch of, like... There's about 100 headshots on the wall, all with his face on it.
Yep.
And it's pre.
There's 100 headshots.
It's all me.
100.
All right, I'm gonna go have a look.
Yeah. Wow, she's really clip clomping.
She brought her horse in.
Wow. That's just my
It's just
Resold
there. You don't have
boots.
To ride your horse to the... Oh, okay.
Hey, speaking of Resold boots, can I interest you guys in some Resold boots of your own, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Pristine prosthetic vaginas. Ooh. I have. In this Ooh. Case, I brought two of my best models.
You got the Wow Mommy?
Wow Mommy. And the Holy Shit.
The holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
What separates the holy shit from the Wow Mama?
You know those dolls in like the 90s that used to, you know, eat and then poop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The holy shit, you put some water in there.
It's a squirter?
Yeah, it's a, yeah. 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 I'm not happy about it. Yeah. But that's what we got.
But how would you say? How would you say that, though?
Yeah.
I tend to say it's got a little something for dessert.
Oh, nice.
A little squirt for dessert.
It's a self-saucing it's a self-saucing pudding, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
Oh, you're back.
Ah, that was...
Oh, she's here.
I don't know what to think anymore. I don't know what to...
Well, you've seen him without the moustache.
Yeah.
It was like a calmness that I felt.
Right. Serene.
And then I look over here, rage.
Uplifting.
Right. Well, inside every man, there are two
wolves.
And one of the wolves has a cool mustache, and the other wolf is freshly shaven.
Just like the Wow Mama.
Just like the Wow Mama. The holy shit does come with hair. And it is real human hair.
Oh.
You have so many different offerings on sale, don't you?
Yeah, thank you.
Do you ever use, like, you know, the snorkel, the Laramie Jones, the Taylor Time? Do you use
the
same product?
Yeah.
Under different brand name? Like, can you use the Wow Mama as a snorkel? You know, or do you have different product lines that you're running here as you drive around the country?
If you were I go through phases. So I will take on stock. And then I will learn about that stock, become that stock, and then I will
become it.
Yeah, I'll become it. I'll get in the mind of that stock, and then I will
of
move
the
stock.
Girl doll that shits and pisses itself.
It's not okay. Firstly, it's not a little girl. These are all women.
Yeah.
Prosthetic vaginas.
As a future salesman, I'm gonna have to stop you there on that one.
I do have to expressly say that these are
He's grossly misrepresenting.
Yeah, this
the
is
product.
Not true. Yeah. I want to distance myself from this man.
Okay. But where do you source the hair?
Oh, you know, people sell it. People sell hair, and I don't source it personally.
It's right. Bush.
You just get it.
My money selling hair.
I was going to say your hair's looking short.
Who recently.
Knows? Maybe some of your hair is on some of these vaginas.
Did you sell recently?
I sold recently. Yeah, cut it all off. This beautiful
on Facebook Marketplace
Bob.
Or you?
We just meet a guy.
How tall is that guy? You ever seen him kick?
He's not tall. You know that. Like a small man in a hood comes.
What's the question?
What are the official languages of Switzerland?
I think it's Swedish.
What?
Swedish.
No. Wouldn't that be Sweden? Yeah.
Swiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Maybe Swedish is one of the official languages of Switzerland.
Yeah.
It does say languages, so we're looking for multiple languages here.
I think it's probably English and French, isn't it? In those new.
Well, what countries does it border? Like, I would imagine that because it's a small country, right?
German and is it border Germany? I'm gonna say German and English. Does that sound right? Who's Swiss? Fed, right?
What language does he speak?
He speaks to them all. He is quite the man. Mm-mm. This is Roger Federer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whose wife is named Mirka, which sounds like Merkin.
That is true.
Which is right up your alley.
Teen Dream.
I'll put German and English.
German and English. Lock it in.
Question number 6. If you were a sewer, what would you use interfacing for? If you were any sewers in?
Louise, come on. You sew your own.
I'm a devil.
Ropes.
You devil? You dabble in sewing?
Yeah, I do sew my own clothes. It's about the regenesis, the recycling.
Yes, those words.
That's important to you, is it? Recycling? Reduce, reuse, recycle?
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Of course. You've got to make do with what you've got.
Yep.
You've got to keep it going. You've got to keep it recreating.
What about all those effigies then? Because you're burning something for no reason at all. And then I guess tomorrow you've got to have a new effigy to burn.
That's a lot of what we reuse We're reusing stuff to build the effigies.
I see.
That we then burn.
So your little Mike Goldsteins are made out of recycled products.
Yeah. A lot of the hair we can't sell.
Oh, yeah, the hair you can't sell. Right. What else goes into a Mike Goldstein?
Is it full body effigy? What are we talking here?
Full body effigy.
Just one giant mustache.
Okay.
So a lot of hair, sometimes some broom bristles once the brooms break.
So you're just lighting brooms on fire?
Bit of hay. How do you feel about beards?
Love a beard.
But a beard is part mustache, if you think
about
it.
But a beard shows that a man can commit.
Can't make a beard without a mustache unless you're Amish.
My grandma used to always say that.
Exactly.
It was on her fridge, was it? It was a magnet.
She made a little doily out of it.
You'd look great with a... Have you ever thought about getting one of those, just a chin strap? You look that guy.
It's like a Craig David chin strap.
Remember that guy that built the Ark? Oh, he's over in the U.S. somewhere. He's an Australian dude. No. He built a modern-day ark. He's an Australian, like, crazy man.
Bruce Almighty.
Yes. Bruce Almighty.
But if you were a sewer, what would you use interfacing for, is actually the question.
I feel like Louise might actually have something.
Well,
do you use any interfacing on the moustache?
On the big effigy, we actually don't need to use any interfacing for that. It's more for like smaller projects, you know, like making them kind of stronger to hold stitches when you've got a fabric.
Right. So the
it's like a backing.
It's a backing.
But I wouldn't tell Mike G that.
I feel like we've, you know.
Maybe you're not such mortal enemies.
Yeah.
Maybe you just sort of.
And the more you get right, the more chance of me shaving the mustache.
Well, yeah.
Backing to make stronger. Would you like to lock in backing to make stronger?
Backing to make stronger, which is also...
Backing to make stronger.
Applies to your...
Well, you do have to. Some of these, you do have to put some more backing in there.
So you don't want to knock the
strength,
back out
you want
to
reinforce it.
Yeah.
A lot of these things have been used and not, frankly, been treated right.
Oh.
You know? Mm. Nobody's oiling them.
Ugh. Going in dry.
Question number 7.
Did you just look to him to say that's an edit point? You did. This better not be it.
This is going out live, baby. According to the Chinese zodiac, 2023 is the year of the what?
2023.
Rat was last year, wasn't it?
Piggy, did you say?
Yeah, it's piggy. A pig. Rat was last
the year of the piggy.
Rat was last
the year of the piggy.
Famously. Yeah.
Could be the year of the piggy.
Do they all have little nicknames? All the years?
Just piggy.
No, it's the Chinese years.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Right. So you say 2023 pig? Louise?
Honestly, I don't know.
Anything?
I did not.
It's
have
not really
what were
how
you,
we
what
measure
were you
time.
Born in, Louise?
I was,
the door.
I was born in the year
the door?
Of the rat.
The door.
Oh, a dog?
Rat. Me
rat.
Too.
Rats.
Good year.
Year of the ratty.
Ratties.
Very industrious rats.
Uh-huh. What about you? What year were you born?
1980. Old.
The year of
the
that's
Jew.
What I was actually asking.
1980 was the year of the Jew.
Yeah. Big year.
That's
been
crazy.
A long time coming.
Yeah.
I mean, really left a field for that one.
All the way to 1980.
Animal, who made the decision.
Yeah. A piggy. I'll go pig. That
I don't
seemed.
Think that's right.
No?
It could be dragon.
Dragon.
I think, didn't we just have tiger?
Honestly, just pick an animal because you have no fucking idea.
I'm going to put dolphin again.
Well, that's definitely not a
snake.
Dolphin.
Snake.
Yeah. I feel like I've failed terribly.
You've lost it. You started out really strong.
Fracking is fine, but from there, nothing.
You lost it around the actress.
You actually didn't have fracking.
Really? Was it gas and
oil?
No,
you had petroleum, and then someone else had to correct you.
Yeah, you've been screwing up this whole time.
Yeah,
fuck.
I actually think low score, grow the chin strap.
Chin strap.
Oh, a punishment.
Okay.
Question number 8. King Charles III's coronation has been planned for years. Using what code name?
Louise, you like drama? I'm sure you've... Big fan of The Crown.
Yeah, did you watch The Crown?
I love The Crown.
You listen to The Crown?
Listen to The Crown. I've heard good things.
Yeah.
And that royal family, I don't mind saying, they're messed up.
They live their lives.
It's crazy over there.
So King Charles III's coronation code name is?
Abolish the monarchy.
Oh.
Do you run code names for all your projects? Or, you know, all your different lines, your brands?
Oh, products? No, I'm proud of all the brands that I've sold.
And you don't, need to,
and
you don't keep it a secret what you sell?
No. Why would I want to keep my products a secret?
Knock, knock, knock. Vaginas for sale.
Well, you know, you don't say vaginas for sale. And you pick and choose. You sort of start with the story. How do you look like a kind of person?
Okay, so I'm opening
person.
The door. I'll open the door. So you've knocked on the door.
Mm. Ah, hello. Good, sir. I apologize.
I'm very busy. I'm sorry.
I understand that. You look like a busy person. You probably got a lot of things to do.
I work from home now. I've just got to get
back. Ask you a question. How do you treat yourself after these long days?
I like to have a beer at the end of the day.
Beer at the end of the day. What a beautiful thing. What are some things that could even make that better?
Some chips. I'd like
chips.
Chips is good.
Hot chips.
Yeah, you got my attention now because I'm thinking about chips. Yeah, chips, hot chips. That'd be great.
A
little delivery at the end of the day.
Yeah, a little
spice
delivery. Spice it up.
Warm.
And that's exactly
hot.
What I...
Bit
can
salty?
I just say, do you believe in fate? Because I think it was fate that brought us together.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, this is a beautiful thing, and I think this is wonderful.
Are you selling chips?
While I do have not chips, I have something much better.
Okay.
Feast your eyes upon this delicious smorgasbord. All of these are completely clean, completely refurbished prosthetic vaginas. I deal in just cash, okay? Or I have lose carpets.
Slam that door in his face, Karen.
I think the door might have slammed already.
Please.
Respect yourself.
You just plead with you at the end there, just a please.
There was a little please there, yeah.
Please.
There was a little please.
How much does one go for?
$500. Yeesh. Well, between $500.
Used.
Salty.
Yeah, but these are not... I mean, salt is... We put a bittering agent in the cleaning... So the kids don't get to it.
All right.
But King Charles III's coronation has been planned for years using what code name?
Oh, God.
Little Piggy.
Because do people store them under the sink or something? And it's a bottom
Little
drawer
piggy.
Issue.
Little Piggy?
Yeah.
Operation Little
you
Piggy?
You rat bastard.
Do you want to put Little Piggy, you rat bastard?
Sure. I would have no idea. I can't even tell you what a coronation is exactly.
The crown has not got to that event yet.
Yeah. Right.
I can't tell you that.
At least you don't know. They could have gotten, you know, visually.
Well, it does take a while.
Could have been like a picture on an envelope. You know, you wouldn't have seen that.
Mm. No, but they would have spoken aloud about it,
no,
I'm sure.
No, they do not. It's a visual medium.
You wouldn't believe how often on TV they say, wow. An envelope with writing on it that says the king's coronation.
Okay, but I also know visual mediums, and that is television is a visual medium. Prosthetic vagina is visual medium.
Right.
I thought that would be more like the sensual medium,
it's
like
versatile.
The feeling.
It's a versatile thing.
Yeah, it's more about touch, I would have thought.
It's 3D.
It's all the senses.
Think of all the Ds. That's and you can jam them right into this prosthetic.
Think of
vagina.
All the D's going into the prosthetic.
Do you have like
vagina.
A
1D, 2D, 3D?
Do you have one that's like a tribute to Queen Elizabeth?
As a matter of fact, we do.
What's that one called?
It's called Queen.
Yeah.
I actually have a question for you, Louis.
So yeah.
How do you think these prosthetics that you sell would burn?
Not well, actually. They do not. They are fire. They are flame retardant.
Uh huh. We can't
say
that
quality product.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they don't. They
that's good because the friction could.
Yeah.
You don't want to start a fire.
And they're all tempered, so it's not like you know a naked flame will just melt it. Mm-hmm. That's what you don't want.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I expected, they're useless to me.
Mm. Question number 9: what is the term for the wire inside a standard electric light bulb?
Filament.
Question number 10.
Ooh.
Finally.
Yeah.
Okay.
One with confidence.
Finally new one. Hey, Mike.
Question number 10. Final question. Well, this is exciting. What is the name for bacon that has been cured in brown sugar? What is the
maple?
Name for
candy
bacon?
Candy.
That has been cured in brown
maple
sugar?
Maple is maple.
Maple is maple.
You want maple bacon, you get
but
maple
it's usually
syrup.
Candied maple bacon.
Yeah, candied.
Yeah.
You'd meet a lot of diners, I'd imagine, out in the road.
A lot of diners.
Yeah.
American diners.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not in America, but that's one of the few things that America does right is
pancakes,
diners.
Bacon, fried egg.
Yeah.
Sausage,
it's just
maybe,
coffee. It's a beautiful thing, and I wish there were more. Bottomless coffee, beautiful, that crispy. What is this bacon that
a
you have in this country?
A 30-page menu that's laminated.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it with the bacon that you have
product.
in this country? It's all just, What is it? I don't even know what it is. More
the
ham.
The bacon here.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a steak sometimes.
It's like ham steak.
It's not right, and you people should be ashamed.
It's usually pink. It's usually it's not okay. Slab of ham.
Medium rare bacon.
Yeah, it's bad. Mm. It's bad. It's always soggy. It's always moist.
Are you talking about one of your products now?
I wish.
Okay. Do you want to weigh in on this, Louise?
Bacon?
Yeah.
Never had it.
Never had bacon.
No.
That's good because they can tell.
The pigs?
Yeah.
And you know I have pigs?
I had a feeling.
Candy bacon.
You're getting more right than Mike G.
What are you using for their milk?
The pig milk?
Yeah.
A little bit of pig milk.
A little bit of pig milk.
Oh, really? I didn't know you could milk a pig.
You can milk a pig. They got nipples.
Oh, yeah.
You got nipples, you can milk it.
It's more grainy than
it's grainy.
Yeah, it's got a grain to it.
We normally really use them more as like companions.
Yeah.
Like friends. You do have to be careful though, because if you fall over, the pigs will consume you.
Oh. Yeah, they eat anything.
Yeah. If you don't get up quick enough.
That's so grainy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know why it's honestly. If someone could write in and say why pig milk is so grainy, I would really appreciate it.
I'll put candied bacon. That's 10 questions.
All right. I feel like I don't get a second shot at any of these, but I maybe 2 or 3 out of 10.
2 or 3 out of 10, you reckon?
Yeah. Wow. Not good. No confidence.
So optimistic.
And you know what? I just have to say, being here, I thought I wanted to sabotage you. I thought I wanted to bring you down finally.
Yeah.
I've come around, mustache or no.
Well,
honestly, I think that this is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because at the start, you had heaps of confidence.
I
would have met a great salesman.
Uh-huh.
And you hated him. And now you don't hate him. And now look at him.
Yeah. I'm a shell of a man.
It's disgusting.
It is gross.
Plan's working perfectly.
Yeah. But you came in here to sabotage. You didn't sabotage.
Didn't need to.
You didn't help at all either.
Well, sabotage isn't going to help.
Sabotage in the making. Question number one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Question number one was, what natural resource is extracted in the process of fracking? You said gas, and the answer is gas.
I told you.
Points at the top.
So?
I told you. I saved that.
Gas.
No, you did not. Rewind it. Go back. And then play the footage.
I
and then
quickly realized that you threw me, you know, astray with oil, and then I pivoted back to gas.
You are misremembering it. You asked me a question regarding oil.
Yeah,
I answered it. Then you said oil, and I said no, it's gas.
Time today, I agree with Louis. Question number two: who won the Best Actress Academy Award in 2021?
Shit,
you said Viola Davis, but it's Frances McDormand
Nomadland. Oh, never saw it. Looks boring.
Question number three. So you have a different opinion to the Academy. Question number three. Which team or teams has won the most Super Bowls? You said the Patriots and the Cowboys. And it's the Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, Steelers.
Oh, you, Louie, and your fucking Cowboys.
America's team.
I said the Steelers.
America's team.
You even did a Pittsburgh accent. That was more Chicago than anything, but...
Whatever.
I'll give you half a point.
All right.
Question number four. In swimming, what type of kick is used in the butterfly stroke? You gave this answer.
Dolphin.
And the answer's dolphin.
Hey, he's back.
That's two that I gave you.
All right. All right. He helped.
The Louise. Official languages of Switzerland are unfortunately not German and English. They are German, French, Italian, and Romance.
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 That's not real.
That sounds like something I put on my salad.
Romance? You...
Pass the romance, please.
It sounds like what's missing from your marriage.
Oh. Wow! That's hot!
If you were a sewer, you would use interfacing as backing to make something stronger.
Hey. Oh, there you go. You helped.
She helped.
Okay, and it doesn't say I never gave you anything.
Louise, thank you.
This question was, 2023 is the year of the water rabbit, not snake.
Water rabbit.
Well, a snake is kind of a water rabbit.
In a way.
Yeah.
Question number 8. King Charles III's coronation has been planned for years using which code name? You said, Little Piggy, you rat bastard. But it's Operation Golden Orb.
Close.
Oh,
Golden Orb. That's a bad name.
Not good.
Not a good name.
No.
Question 9. The term for the wire inside or a standard electric light bulb is indeed a filament.
Yes.
And candied bacon is the name for bacon that has been cured in brown sugar, giving you 5.5 out of 10.
Not terrible.
Not terrible.
Take
not six.
Ooh, not six.
But not terrible. Just a half shy of six.
Yeah.
The mustache stays.
Yes.
Are you feeling okay about that, Louise?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to retire my top fan badge on Mike G's Facebook page, but... I feel
You're quitting. You're quitting as like a commenter. And
I'm quitting.
As a hater, really.
Can I ask you, if you want to turn over a new leaf, why not turn over a new hobby? I have some fantastic prosthetic vaginas
that you can
purchase for 5 installments, monthly installments, interest.
Oh, they're monthly, are they?
They're monthly installments of $599.95.
I tell you what, I'm going to leave Mike G alone.
Uh-huh.
I'm a fan of Mike G.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Louis Bernard?
Oh,
I will pursue you
until
the day I die.
Oh, wow.
This is my new enemy. I will tear down your business.
I just see a little moustache growing there.
Yeah,
I'm going to grow it thick.
I will make sure that there's no such thing as a prosthetic vagina left in this world.
Good luck, sweetheart. Like the moon chases the sun. There will be prosthetic vaginas in this world, I swear to you.
Yeah, so you keep saying prosthetic. So like a prosthetic leg, are they for people who
lost their
vaginas?
No, that's what they're called. Prosthetic vaginas.
Okay.
Don't get used to it, Mike G.
All right.
And do you plan on doing this alone? Or will some other members of your cult help you in...
So it is a cult.
Mm. No, I didn't say that. More of like a family is what we call it.
Family.
Yeah. I've got some other people that might help me. I've got some other enemies I might chase down. My best
one
friend.
One podcast.
I'll get you, Louis Bernard.
You got some family members who'll help you, did you say?
Some family members. I've got my best friend and also my biggest enemy, comedian Prue Blake.
Best friend and enemy.
A lot of enemies.
Is she your enemy because she's got a little mustache as well?
Yeah, I hate that mustache. What's she hiding?
Oh, what's she up to when she's not pursuing Louis Bernard?
Oh, she always does this tedious comedy. She's had some shows in like Perth and in Melbourne.
Mm,
I think in February and
you'll be going. You'll be there.
April. I'll sabotage. I'll heckle. Okay. I'll be at every show. I'll heckle and I'll burn things. Down
well,
the back.
Mike Goldstein's mortal enemy, Louise, thank you very much for being here
and
contributing to the show. And Louis Barnard, thank you for being
Louis
here.
Louis Barnard,
as well.
Get hard, stay hard.
Stay hard.
With Louis Barnard's prosthetic vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
Refurbished, totally clean.
Flame retardant.
Some have flame retardant, some have human hair.
Mm-hmm. Make it stick and by
Oh, yeah. You rip it, we grip it. And by it, I mean the money that you've just given me in my hand and release it into your palm.
Nice.
So you're not used to having money in your hand?
No, I'm not used to giving it away. That's... What are you...
Do you have to split your cash with anyone else? Do you work as a team? Or...
No, however, I am taking my nephew, Ben Russell, out to a very delicious chicken dinner.
Mm.
Big chicken dinner.
Does Ben Russell partake of your...
One of my best customers.
Yeah. Selling to your nephew.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course. Of course, family rights. Of course, I would never... You know, I can't afford to give it to anyone. It's cast price.
Yeah.
But, you know, It's a good deal for him, and you know, it's nice to have someone in the family that supports.
And he got married recently, he hides these around the house from his loving wife.
No, he puts them on little shelves. It's in glass cases.
Oh,
instead of some people do it with figurines and action figures, he does it with prosthetic vaginas. Nice. He says it's nothing sexual about it; it's just collecting.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, Louis Barnard, thank you for being
here.
You can
catch him
on
the socials, the Twitters. The Twitches, Twitch TV.
What's his most common handle?
Ben Russell's on the Twitter.
Ben Russell's. And what's yours as the salesman for
I am not yet on the Twitter, but I am MySpace. On Mastodon.
Mastodon.
We'll leave that there. And Mike Goldstein, congratulations. 5.5
5.5 How does that rank me with the other contestants?
Most people get 4, if we're honest. Yeah, that's the sort of average score.
Good.
So above average.
Above average. You heard it here first.
Michael Goldstein, above average.
It's a show title.
Do you have a show title this year?
I do. It's called The Mike Goldstein of Comedy. And I will be at the Melbourne International.
That is an accurate show.
Yeah, true. Yeah. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and then eventually doing Perth and Sydney's festivals as well.
Can I ask you a quick question? Would you mind, you know, because you're on that Channel 9 show, you know, The 100.
Yeah.
Would you just, you know, be able to bring one on with you one night?
Onto the show.
Just to say, hey, big shout out to, you know, Lou Barnard, Get Hard, Stay Hard, with Lou Barnard's prosthetic vaginas. Mm-hmm. You know, you rip it and we grip it. And by it, I mean
the
money in my hand and release it into your palm.
Yeah, would you be able to do that?
I will. I'll go you one better. We have buzzers on the show. If you can make one into a little buzzer, I'll fucking hammer that thing.
You can talk to my nephew.
All right, it's official. Mike G is mortal enemy number one again.
That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.